And welcome back to the National Radio Club's DX audio service for October 2000. This is Fred Volby here in the SheRock announce booth, and at the 2000 National Radio Club convention, some of you heard me talk about Radio Netherlands. And well, it looks from an email here like Radio Netherlands will become a thing of the past. As some of you have heard, Deanna Johansson has gone on to commercial endeavors, and it looks like Jonathan Marks will be hanging up his headphones here very soon. So Media Network on Radio Netherlands will disappear. Sorry to see that happen, because I think that a program such as Media Network has a place on the radio. I also think that many of the people in the broadcasting sector are giving too much credence to the Internet. A media which has to depend upon somebody with a computer accessing the information, let alone knowing where that information is at. So will I follow Media Network to its newer web pages? Probably not. You see, I think there's more to radio than looking at a computer screen. I'd rather listen. And with that, let's listen to The Market Scope.
Hi, DXers and radio buffs. Welcome to Market Scope for October 2000. I'm your monthly host for this segment of your cassette, Phil Wayne. First, I'd like to thank Fred Volby for putting together a really fabulous convention. The accommodations were absolutely great, and Fred proved once again he's a first-class guy. Also, the radio station tour of WIMA and the Clear Channel stations was absolutely the best visit I've ever had. Thanks to Fred again, and Chief Engineer Mark Gearhart. And now we welcome Mark Marino in to answer the question, will WMAQ ever make me rich?
Hello, DXers. What I'm about to tell you is of one of the biggest radio changes I've ever heard. It had actually been talked about for a couple of years, but no one was really sure it was going to happen. On July 31st, in the year 2000, I heard this ID for the very last time.
It is happening now. You're hearing it now on WMAQ. We are all news, all day, every day.
WMAQ Chicago.
It is 8 o'clock, Monday, the 31st of July. Good morning, I'm Pat Cassidy, in the news at this hour. A Bourbon A man critically injured when his house...
The station continued to deliver news that day, but they had celebrities in talking about the station's past and present. They also played a number of short vignettes about the different eras of WMAQ.
WMAQ is going to make you rich.
WMAQ is going to make me rich.
We've got two ways for you to win. We've got
Cash Call,
where we call you and you
answer your phone by saying
WMAQ
is going to make me rich.
Rich.
And we give you $10,000. And then we've got
The Great QM,
where you call us and win $50 bills, albums, $20 bills, and $100 bills.
We'll tell you when to call.
Be listening and get ready to call in. WMAQ with two ways to win cash. 20, 50, and $100 bills. And $10,000 cash. All for you from WMAQ.
Checking those winning lottery numbers. Hey, this is the last time I'll ever have to do this.
There you go.
There's one positive of being out of work. Pick 3 midday, 258. Pick 4 midday, 0306. It's 2:30.
You're listening to Kathy Boldner and Chris Roebling on News Sports 670 WMAQ.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's the opening day for the Republican convention and the closing day for WMAQ. George W. Bush's name has been officially submitted for nomination to the party.
Infinity Broadcasting had decided that having a sports outlet on 670 was better than having a news station there. However, a lot of WMAQ listeners didn't see it that way.
I just wanted to say that I think you're the best radio station I've ever heard,
and I'm really going to miss you guys.
That's too bad that I'm not going to be able to hear you guys anymore, and I'm going to miss you guys. So good luck to all of you. Thanks.
But I've enjoyed Pat and Pam and Dave Berner and Lynn Holly and that old gang. That's going to not quite seem the same.
Bottom line is that I'm very upset with this. I'm 40 years old, grew up listening to WMAQ because my father listened to it. I've definitely turned into my father and leave your station on all the time.
Well, I just want to say I'm very verklempt that you guys are changing your format and going away. I do understand the reasons, but I listen to you every single weekday, and I am going to just not know what to do without you. So, good luck, and I will miss you very much. Bye.
I feel like I'm losing friends in the morning and in the afternoon and on my old drive home. I like WMAQ. I don't like the fact that you're going away, and it's going to be really different listening to somebody else. And for what it's worth, I wish you guys weren't going. And I've enjoyed you for a really long time, and it's going to be like losing a friend, and I'm sorry to see it go this way. But I wish all the people there lots of luck. It sounds like a really fun group of people, and I'm not going to like this at all. But I wish everybody there a lot of luck and wish it weren't happening.
I'm surprised and hurt and disappointed that you all are not going to be on the air anymore.
As the clock ticked away on the closing moments of the all-news portion of WMAQ, Bill Cameron and Larry Langford gave the closing remarks.
5:55, Bill.
Well, I now finally know what it feels like to lose an election.
Yes.
After covering politicians all these years, I kind of know what that feels like at the end of election night when you didn't quite make it.
Right.
I mean, can you just feel all the love that has surrounded us today?
I mean, it's like you look out there in the room and it's all the folks out there from years gone by. It's rough. Mm. It's rough and it's beautiful.
There is a power of talent here that cannot be stopped, that will show up somewhere else, I am sure.
Just a matter of time, we're all going to be doing something. And we'll all be in the public eye one way or another soon.
That's right.
Not a problem. And for the young folks, they got some valuable information and valuable experience here, and that'll be of use wherever they go.
Absolutely. It's been interesting, all the generations that have come through here, and as we've tried to reflect them in this program, as we prepare to turn out the lights and set out the cat and close the door and lock the door, it's just generation after generation, Mike Wallace, Studs Terkel, Mayor Daley, so many people who've lived and worked here just have such fond memories of it. And I think that we can close off WMAQ by coming to the conclusion that it all worked out so well. It was very well worth it. I know I had a ball.
A team effort. Everyone working together. Young folks, folks that have been in the business a long time. As I said, the dinosaurs and the young folks working together for a project that just spelled Q, quality. And if we can take just a minute for the people that helped put all this together today. There's Wendy Goldman, a dynamo of a lady who worked tirelessly to work on, just get the stuff together today, get the interviews lined up. Tiffany Carter, Steve Posgay, Bob Roberts, who I don't think has slept in a long time.
That man sleep.
Putting all this stuff together. Jan Coleman, Bob Conway doing the news on this final day. Greg King, Kim Denno, all anchoring newscasts. Of course, the boss, Mike Krauser, who's going down the street. And the folks that have kept this place going under circumstances that weren't always great, with stuff that wasn't always the best, even though it wasn't old, sometimes it wasn't great. Don Coleman, chief engineer, Scrutch and Carlos, operating engineers and computer techs, keeping this place going. It's been a good run.
It really has.
Bob Roberts had his own closing comments.
It's been too many years. There have been too many people. I wish I could name every one of them. We're family. We always will be. And it's the best family I've ever known. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Dad.
It's been good. I've learned a lot. I'm going over to IND back in 78, starting with Westinghouse and getting the job there and moving all the way through here. Boy, I've covered a lot of territory, learned a lot, and found a lot of friends, including you, Bill.
And haven't you had a lot of fun in doing it all?
A lot of fun.
All you folks out there, just try to live your life so you could sell the family parrot to the town gossip. That's what I've been trying to do, and if we all keep trying to do that, we'll do just fine.
For the next 12 hours, recorded programming, the best of many years gone by. Official sign-off tomorrow morning at 6, 670 WMAQ Chicago.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company. WMAQ and WMAQ-FM, NBC in Chicago.
final broadcast. The end of Radio 670, WMAQ, Chicago.
This is Stan Freeberg.
So then they had 12 hours of when radio was. After that, this is what it sounded like. You'll hear one of the many vignettes that Bob Roberts had prepared about the history of AM 670.
That's the closest to home.
And now, a WMAQ memory. Another page from the 78-year history of Chicago's oldest radio station.
There are a number of clearly of great stations in Chicago, WGN, WBBM, WLS. But I think, for some reason, as a kid, when I grew up and listened to radio, it was MAQ that I gravitated towards. And I thought there was something special about it. And I thought that if I were to ever be in broadcasting, that I would like to work for a company with a call letters WMAQ.
Unofficial NBC Chicago historian Rich Samuels is by no means alone in his assessment of WMAQ's place in Chicago's broadcast history. Radio historian Chuck Shaden agrees.
In that order, WMAQ, WBBM, WGN. I would say that when you look back at the history of the station, from the beginning of all the broadcasting and stuff on there, WMAQ has always had the prestige and the regard that they deserve as a broadcast entity in Chicago.
Those who worked at WMAQ agree for many different reasons. Shaden says he always perceived most staff announcers wearing suits, but WMAQ's wearing tuxedos. And he says Hugh Downs personified that era. Downs recollects.
It was the best station in town. I know there was CBS and Mutual at the time. Actually, there wasn't any ABC, because when I was there, when I started there, ABC didn't exist yet. It was the Blue Network of the National Broadcasting Company, and both of them on the 19th floor of the Merchandise Mart at that time. So it obviously was the best place in town to work.
Chicago native Jerry G. Bishop enjoyed the ability to entertain the early 70s audience.
I was, doing the best radio I ever did, because I was allowed pretty much complete freedom.
Clark Weber enjoyed the atmosphere.
Had a lot of fun. 1974, 1975, when I worked at WMAQ, and a lot of hijinks and a lot of innovative things took place back in that period of time.
Bob Surratt says he learned at the feet of the best.
The best people were always at NBC, whether it was radio or television. Historically, they got the cream of the crop, and I was lucky enough to watch and learn from the people, both on the air and off the air, great managers and some great talent.
While WMAQ radio is history, the 50,000-watt Continental and Harris transmitters will continue to broadcast across the Midwest and beyond. All News architect Scott Herman, his 1988 news director Jim Frank, and operations manager Cheryl Morton Langston put this spin on WMAQ's passing.
67 has always been the most innovative AM signal in Chicago.
That's true.
And whether it was country music or whether it was talk radio or whether it was our brand of all news, and now it'll be sports.
Yeah.
And I think it's always been the one place, and not only is it one of the great signals in America, but it's always been a place for cutting-edge innovative radio.
I can't predict how you feel about it, but personally, I don't need any more reasons than these to be proud to say, with real pride, this is WMAQ, NBC in Chicago.
Good morning. It's 5:59, August 1st, 2000. And now the time has come for WMAQ to go away. For 78 years, WMAQ has provided some of the best programming the nation has heard. But now the end is upon us. The newsroom is silent. The chairs are all empty. As we prepare to turn the facility over to the new occupants, WSCR, The Score. I'd like to speak on behalf of the departing staff and those who have worked here over the last 78 years. Remember the call letters, and in particular, the last letter, Q. It stands for quality. And that's what WMAQ has meant to Chicago. Quality programming from dramas of yesteryear to our all-news coverage of the last 12 years. We did it with quality, and we're proud of our product. So when you see a Q, let it remind you of WMAQ. Speaking for the many voices you've heard over the many years here at 670, this is Larry Langford, wishing you good morning, good luck, and goodbye from one of Chicago's greatest radio stations. All News 670, WMAQ, Chicago.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company. WMAQ and WMAQ-FM, NBC in Chicago.
The final broadcast, the end of Radio 670, WMAQ, Chicago.
Chicago. 6, 7, D.
There's more on the score. There's more on the score. Hey, Frankie, what are you doing with that suitcase in your hands?
Oh, Louie, didn't you hear? All of us at the score are moving.
Again? We just did that.
Yeah, but this time we're going big. We're moving to 670.
Oh, 670. I don't know, Frankie. That's very powerful.
Hey, piece of cake, Louie. Now everyone will hear the score 24 hours a day.
Okay. But what about the ferret? He's not moving too, is he?
Are you kidding? The ferret's running the joint.
Oh, Frankie, you're hurting me.
Yeah, Missy, you've got the score. Sports Radio 670, 615,
6. The score, Sports Radio 670, coming August 1st to Chicago, Illinois.
6, 7, D.
Stick around. The score, Sports Radio 670, begins at 12 noon today. The score.
I've been in Chicago 5 years now.
So, for the next 6 hours, you heard a bunch of sports highlights and promos for the score coming to the frequency. Then about 12 noon, you heard the score 1160 sign off. That was broadcast over 670. And the score 670 sign on. This is how it sounded.
You got to yell that.
Show me the money.
I need to feel you, Jerry.
Show me the money.
Jerry, you better yell. Show me the money.
Congratulations, you're still my agent.
If you're tuned to 670 for news, please turn to News Radio 780, WBBM. WMAQ will now be WSCR, The Score, featuring the best in sports conversation. This is WMAQ, Chicago.
As a parent, I know kids don't always think first when it comes to safety, so we have to. Insist your kids wear a protective helmet.
And so, another broadcast day on the score. Sports Radio 1160 comes to a close. Yes, it seems like just yesterday that we switched frequencies from 820 to 1160 so that we could broadcast 24 hours in a row.
I can't hear you guys at night. I can hear you till sunset, then you were gone.
Hey, where'd you go?
The score is moving to 670 at 12 noon August 1st.
Hey, that's now.
We'll be the strongest station on the dial, I swear.
All right, scoreheads, come with us. Change now to 670. We'll wait. Come on. Switch to 670. Now, go.
WMAQ Chicago. 670 and WSCR Chicago, 1160.
All right, you made the switch to 670. Cool.
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 Very cool.
But before we get too carried away with ourselves, let's take a little trip. A journey to the days of yesteryear to look at the history of the score. In the beginning, the idea of of the score was just a glimmer in the eyes of a fellow named Dan Lee. Said Dan,
we get a couple of mics, a telephone, an AM station, we'll talk sports. How hard can it be?
A question whose answer came none too quickly.
Hey, Danny, listen, you gotta hire me. I promise I won't give you any headaches.
A promise which Danny did not necessarily believe. Rather, in those opening weeks, sports talk show producer and founder of the Score Welcome Wagon, Dan McNeil was hired. And to host the midday show, former Chicago Bear defensive end Dan Jiggetts was brought on board. This is the man who is perhaps best known as one of the best holders
in the country.
Then, and only then, was hot dog stand owner Mike North given access to the Score microphone. And a couple of Chicago Sun-Times sports writers, Brian Henley and Terry Bores, and an insurance salesman, Mike Murphy, and success was all but guaranteed, as long as the sun was up. But darkness loomed virtually every day, so a move to the 1160 frequency helped listeners hear the score at night, but only if they were within a 100-yard radius of the score transmitting tower.
But that's all history now, as WSCR Chicago, the score, Sports Radio 670, signs on the air.
That's good, Ron, but this is the big time now. We want a really big sound.
The score, Chicago Sports Radio 670, signs on the air.
Ball's ear, please.
You've got the score!
Pardon me, but let me just reach down here and I'll just grab...
Hello, Chicago.
Perfect.
The score, Chicago's Sports Radio 670, now officially signs on the air. And here to start out on our new frequency, a man who is no more of a hot dog than the wieners he used to sell, here's Mike North.
All right! Yeah! Here we go! We're gonna have some fun today! We're kicking it off! Boy, I'll tell you what, I feel like it's 1992 again. I mean, last night I was worried about my voice. Last night I got home early. I went to bed early. Well, I didn't go to bed early. I had to watch Dennis Miller because I got back from a golf run. I said, what are we going to do? I said, what happens if my voice is out? I mean, I had all these worries in 92, but now we are officially the Score Sports Radio 670, now and forever, and we're going to last a long, long time because we had our naysayers way back when, in 1992. I'm Mike North, and for all you guys that are driving in Ohio, Minnesota, Iowa, Kentucky, Minnesota, there's some guy named Clem in Nebraska going, who the hell is this? Who the hell is this guy? Where's my news? Well, you know what? I don't know where the news is. I don't care where the news is. We got the best sports station in the country. We don't have one hand tied behind our back anymore. We are not a mule in the Kentucky Derby. And we're winning. We've been winning every single day, every single year since it started. And we're going to continue to do that here on the Score Sports Radio 670. Of course, back at the ranch, we have John Shakey Suntress, who's got to be nervous today.
I'm
Liz Richardson, Jerry Riles, Jesse Roger, and a host of advertisers and listeners right here at Harry Carey's Restaurant.
So it was the score, Sports Radio 670, signed on at 12 noon on August 1st, the year 2000. My question to you is, will it last 78 years like WMAQ did? I'm Mark Marino for the DX Audio Service.
Thanks, Mark. It's really kind of sad to see those legendary calls gone. I know I've enjoyed WMAQ for over 30 years and tuned in through their various formats. So, we will see you again in 30 days for more radio information. Next up on the DX Audio Service, Musings from the Members.
This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors. Members may muse by calling the Action Line at 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day.
Hello, my fellow DXers. This is Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Well, I listened to WMAQ quite a bit the last night they were on the air, and I really enjoyed that, hearing some of the history of the station. And I'm also enjoying their new sports format that they've gone to now. up this way, 94.7, the new FM station that will feature adult contemporary and jazz, will officially go on the air Friday, September the 1st. However, they are on the air right now testing with just music only. 1050 Chum in Toronto is going to more sports. They've just picked up the NFL package, Sunday night and Monday night games from CBS, and this has the fan fairly well ticked off because they are the sports station in Toronto, and they thought they had that wrapped around their little fingers. Also, they're going to make an effort, Chum will, to get the Toronto Maple Leafs hockey games. Now, they'll have to get them away from 640. However, 640 has been sold, so it's very possible they could do that. I've been getting a good signal from 95.7, the Big Pig, WPIG, Olean, New York. It's a good country music station. And picked up a couple of big 50,000-watt stations some nights last week. This one night, the Skyway wasn't very good. But I did get 690 WOKB out of Jacksonville, Florida, about 4 minutes before 6 o'clock in the morning. And also WCPC 940 Meridian, Houston, Mississippi came up. I've listened to it in Meridian. That's what made me think about it. I also understand that WONE Dayton is on the internet now. And I was wondering about a station in close to the Lima area. It's Frog 93, their country. The last trip I was on, I picked them up. So that's my musings for now. And thank you again. Hope to see everybody at the convention in Lima and make friends with all of you.
Hi, Paul from New Jersey here. Jonathan Milam, great job with the North Carolina Market Scope. I enjoyed it very much. I also enjoyed the 2000 convention at Lima and visiting with audio service editors and members such as Dave, Debbie, Clarence, Tim, Mike and his dog Lexi, and meeting Larry Stoller and Wayne Ryan for the first time. And while Wayne Carlo couldn't be with us this year, I think his essence was shared with everyone at the lunch table on Sunday. Looking forward to Pittsburgh, 73.
This is Tim Hendel in Huntsville. Yesterday on National Public Radio, I heard that it was the final day of the John Gambling Show on WOR. The three generations of gamblings, of course, are pretty well known to radio aficionados. So what I'd like to know from any of you in the coverage area of WOR's daytime signal, what is taking the place of the John Gambling Morning Show?
Hello, my fellow DXers. This is Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario, and I want to thank everyone who was so wonderful to me in Lima at the convention this year, and I sincerely hope to come to Pittsburgh and join everyone next year. Up here, the new station in Burlington, The Wave 94.7, CIEV, went on the air September the 1st at noon with an adult contemporary and jazz format. Also, there have been some sales. CKSL London, CHAM Hamilton, CKTB in St. Catharines, and also an FM station, CHRE, hits 97.7 FM in St. Catharines, have been sold by Infinity to Shaw. And also, I'm sorry to report, the WHYT in Marine City, Michigan, has dropped country music, and they've gone and plugged in simulcasting with WHLS 1450 in Port Huron, Michigan. And also, a station in Conneaut, Ohio on 1360 has changed from classic country to oldies.
Give us your thoughts about what's happening in your area. Call the Musings line at 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day.
Mark Dernberger here on the road again. And this time we're going to do something a little different. Back in the 1960s, the FCC began to dismantle the remaining 25 1A clear channel AM radio stations. They announced 13 channels of the 25 would be available for duplication in the early 1960s. The remaining 12 were broken up 20 years later. As a result of these duplication opportunities, new stations were put on the air, primarily in the western part of the United States. Literally every 1A clear channel station was duplicated, and new signals sprang up at night, in addition to those which had been previously authorized for daytime-only operation. The last 12 of the 25 1A channels, the last to be duplicated, are the channels of interest to our report. They were 640, 650, 660, 700, 750, 820, 830, 840, 870, 1040, 1160, 1180, and 1200. These channels were the last to be duplicated in the 1980s, and I thought it might be of interest to you to see what these stations sound like now, at night, as we drove from east to west. Beginning with a longitude that is essentially the central part of Minnesota, the first night's recording was done in southern Iowa. Night two was done in the middle part of Kansas. The third night we recorded in the eastern part of Colorado, and the fourth night in the western part of Colorado. These isolated monitor points gave us a pretty good idea of what was happening to these specific channels as we moved from east to west. So let's track these guys, beginning with our first night in Iowa. Here's what 640 sounded like, and we weren't too far from Des Moines, so this was no surprise.
This is WOI Radio, Ames, Des Moines. BBC World Service, welcome to World Briefing with Hartel Butler. The headlines at 3 o'clock GMT, efforts to secure the release of United Nations personnel being held hostage by rebels in Sierra Leone are intensifying, with a number of envoys being sent to talk to the rebel leader.
Night 2, 640 from Kansas.
Remember, with a plasma donation, you are the answer.
I'm John Risch. Game 5 between the Pacers and Bucks at Conseco Fieldhouse, and Reggie Miller held court.
That was the Norman, Oklahoma station on 640. And here's what 640 sounded like in eastern Colorado.
Listen to the unique difference in our nation. AFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
An L.A. County Sheriff's Deputy is under arrest. There are elements in the police report that are false.
Good evening. I'm Kelly Rayl. This is the 10 o'clock news. KFI's Chris Little says a guy is accused of changing official records.
Deputy David Honor turned himself in this morning. He's charged with 3 counts each for falsification of public.
And finally, no surprise, here's 640 in Grand Junction.
I'll be back tomorrow night, 7 to 10. Stay tuned for Wayne Resnick, key of the Saturday Night Fiasco. He goes all the way until midnight, and he's great. I'm out of here. Goodbye. This is KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
Brassy and sassy. KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
A Valley woman accused of killing her children goes on trial Monday. Good evening, I'm Peg Stewart with the 9 o'clock news on KFI. She claims she was upset over a breakup with her boyfriend. More on that story in a moment.
Here's 650 from Osceola, Iowa.
We're here to help you each and every day. At Albertsons, our goal is to hear you say,
it's my store.
Albertsons, it's your store.
This is WSM Nashville.
And we accept this award on her behalf. Maybe I can take it to her and I can get to meet her. And that's it from the 35th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards. Hope you had as much fun as me. And thank you for sitting on your butts and not on your hands.
650 in Kansas.
Music City, USA. We're America's country music station.
WSA.
From ABC News, I'm Tim O'Donnell. A computer virus spread largely through email has crippled government and corporate computer networks worldwide.
650 in Canyon City, Colorado. Hey, it's still there.
This is a great night. Patty Page is here. We'll be right back.
Committed to country for three quarters of a century.
is America's country music station.
Damage from the Lovebug computer virus is widespread. Computer experts say copycats are proving even more dangerous than the original.
And 6:50 in Grand Junction. By golly, WSM is still holding its own, in spite of the fact that there's a secondary station in Utah.
Here at 6:50, the Grand Ole Opry over clear channel, 6:50 WSM, Nashville, Tennessee.
When you need to know, you can always count on 650 WSM. You can always get local news every evening on TV or in the morning paper. But there's only one source for round-the-clock local news. 650 WSM has a newsroom and staff 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. News happens. You don't have to wait around. Stay with WSM, your friend for 75 years. America's country music station, 650 WSM.
Here's 660 from Iowa. Already a mess. Down there we have a mixture of signals from Minnesota, Nebraska, and of course, WFAN. 660 pretty much stayed trash until we got to Grand Junction, where we began to hear the Navajo station, KTNN. In fact, you'll hear the end of a Navajo dance here just before the signature.
This is the voice of the Navajo Nation, AM 660 KTNN in Window Rock, Arizona.
CNN Radio World News, I'm John Martin. The Lovebug computer virus may be slowing down, but it's left destruction worldwide and is now breeding new, equally damaging copycat variations.
700 in Iowa. No surprise.
News Radio 700 WLW. Continuous news coverage starts right now.
A threat to the mayor? Tri-State man says he's not guilty. Good evening. I'm Charles Van Sant. This is the 11 o'clock report on News Radio 700 WLW. Now the latest forecast. You hear it over six times an hour, mornings and afternoons on News Radio 700 WLW.
Here's 700 as we began to move west.
We give you the latest traffic and weather together on 700 WLW.
Don't forget about the dive bomb.
When you gotta get away.
What?
You gotta get away.
700 in eastern Colorado.
Whatever you need for spring, you'll find it at an unbelievably low closeout price. That's big one. Stop in. We need the 22 Cincinnati area location.
And 700 in western Colorado. And to think that once WLW covered the continent. Here's 750 in Iowa.
Traffic and weather every 6 minutes. Atlanta's Morning News, 5 to 8:30. On News Talk 750 WSB.
Top of the order for the Dodgers in their half of the third inning. Braves lead it 3-1.
Here's 750 from Canyon City, Colorado, the eastern part of the state. And finally, 750 from Grand Junction.
Stop shopping by as you spring into summer with new furniture from Hard Hat Furniture and Appliance at 21 West Main Street in downtown Price, where you'll find 5 ways to charge, plus their 3-paid lease plan with no previous credit system required.
Save a lot of money, save a lot of time. Stop shopping by.
News Talk Sports.
Right.
As I mentioned at the outset, there wasn't much point in our following 820. This is what it sounded like just about anywhere we went.
View the lowest insurance premiums in America. 2,000 updates a day. Guaranteed accurate quotes.
Quotesmith.com. Quotesmith.com.
Instant auto, life, and health insurance quotes. 375 top-rated companies. It's fast. It's simple. Only at Quotesmith.com.
The most listened to news and information station in all of Texas.
WBAP for Fort Dallas.
It's 9 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Tim O'Donnell. By some estimates, the love bug software virus has infected tens of millions of computers around the world.
And that's part one of our Clear Channel band scan as we track a selected group of 1A channels from Minneapolis to Grand Junction. These 12 channels were the last to be broken up by the FCC in the 1980s. And what we're hearing here is a sad demonstration of the efficacy of that decision. Mark Dernberger on the road again. We'll be back next month to finish this two-part band scan. Till then, good listening, DXers.
And Ken here with an Olympics report here. NBC TV prepares for 400 hours of Olympics drama. September the 15th, it starts for 18 days. 162 and a half hours of NBC TV, 279 hours from CNBC and MSNBC. 2,400 employees there. 20,000 pieces of production equipment. Many major advertisers. Week one will be dominated by gymnastics and swimming. Week number two by track, field, and diving. By the way, this was from the June 26 issue of Broadcasting. I haven't seen a real close update on it other than this. During the week, NBC will start at 9 to 11 a.m. Central Time. Weeknight coverage will be 6 to 11 p.m. Central Time, then local news, then back on 11:30 to 1 a.m. Bob Costas will also handle late-night anchor duties, as he did at Barcelona and Atlanta. On cable TV, MSNBC daily coverage will be 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Central, then switch to CNBC 4 to 8 p.m. MSNBC to rebroadcast overnight coverage, midnight to 7 a.m. daily, and 12 to 6 a.m. on weekends. Weekend coverage is still undecided. For example, Saturday the 16th, NBC is obligated to televise a Notre Dame football game, so the Olympics coverage will be 4:30 to 6 p.m. CNBC will add another hour on weekends, say 4 to 9 p.m. NBC, MSNBC, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Weekend coverage will vary day to day. Because of the time difference, none of the games will be covered live. If you want to know the results before NBC airs them, there's a special Olympics website, NBCOlympics.com, as it sounds. Panasonic is the prime contractor. The Sydney Olympics Broadcasting Organization selected Panasonic DVC PRO50 4:2:2 component digital tape format and its official video format for the game. I'll be relying on over 1,000 DVC recorders, 300 cameras to capture the action. The total value of the equipment is roughly $80 million. Events will be held at the 110,000-seat Sydney Stadium and 20,000-seat Sydney Superdome. Panasonic will supply more than 1,000 tape decks, including slow-motion studio VTRs, studio recorders, slow-motion players, half-rack size studio VTRs, and laptop editors. More than 3,200 hours of live footage. The master control room will use 400 monitors, and Panasonic has installed over a million meters of cable. Opening ceremonies at Stadium Australia in nearby Homebush Bay, a suburb. In addition, there will be 3.4 kHz, 7.5 kHz, and 15 kHz audio networks. So domestic Olympic cable TV will network for the first time ever. A network will provide compressed radio feeds. And that's it for the Olympics coverage. Ken Onischuk reporting.
Thanks, Ken. And before we toddle off for yet another month of the DX audio service, let me bring you some news and some DX change items. First of all, the news, protesters stormed the doors of the NAB radio show in San Francisco on Friday, with a group of five chaining themselves together with bicycle locks around their necks and sitting in the lobby of the Moscone Center. Another protester made it all the way to the stage at a breakfast session featuring FCC Commissioner Harold Fruchtgott-Roth. She barely got two sentences out before NAB President Eddie Fritz's personal bodyguard put her in an arm lock and escorted her out the door, his hands firmly clamped over her mouth. "We're protesting the corporalization of the airwaves," said one protester, who prefers to be referred to as DJ Montana Slim. "It's a horribly disenfranchised way to let people communicate." National Association of Broadcasters staff was tolerant with the disturbance, although almost as many police as protesters were on hand. "We respect their right to assemble peacefully," said NAB spokesman Dennis Wharton. And on our DX change for this month, Kevin Redding has a Super Radio 3 for sale. It has the words Super Radio on the front missing. It came off 100% during cleaning, otherwise it's just like new. The GE Super Radio 3 Model 7-2887 is all there and all working. It has the analog dial calibrated as closely as possible on AM. However, the FM is off, but it works just fine. This is the later unit that does not have the chrome trim around the grille or the red paint marks on the pointers of the knobs. Better have 6 D-cells handy when it gets to your home. Very good condition. Contact Kevin Redding at 1357 South Hall Street, Mesa, Arizona, 85204. And finally, I have something for sale. That is a TAC Tascam Model 5 audio board. It's the board that I've been using here since we started the DX audio service. It has 8 inputs, mic or line, with faders, 4-channel out with echo and auxiliary buses, slide faders, EQ, also assigned pots and assigned switch, and it's in a custom-built oak case. $1,300 new, will take $250 plus shipping for it, and it's quite heavy. If you do pick it up, I'll also toss in a custom-made oak and black Formica tabletop, mic arms, mic risers, and stand, plus 2 bar stools, for a total of about $2,000 worth of equipment. It does need some good TLC and some cleaning up, some spray put in all the pots to keep them from making noise, but otherwise it's in excellent condition. Bunch of spare parts and also all the manuals. Contact me here at the DX Audio Service if you have any questions. And that wraps up this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. If you'd like to get in touch with us, just contact me here at the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. On the telephone at 419-228-4199, fax 419-221-1609, and on email at fredv, that's F-R-E-D-V, at nrcdxas.org. That's it. That's all. No more time. We'll see you. But first, let me just pick up this old pair of chimes and give you this just one more time.